Welcome to this episode of Disrupt Education. I'm Peter Hostrasser, the host. Hey, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Do me a favor, hit that subscribe button and leave us some feedback. We love feedback. That's the way we can learn. Also, if you get a chance, head over to disrupteducation.co. You can hear this podcast and all the other ones, as well as reading my blog and understanding where I'm going to be around education reform, and we can connect there too. On this episode, his love for strategy games led him to the finance world. My guest, Justin Ling, then realized how to make a difference in who has access to learning and improving their financial literacy skills. He founded Equity Sim in order to scale financial learning experiences to people of all backgrounds. He is going to share his educational background as well and dive into Equity Sim. We'll be right back after this. Are you an individual or business wanting to create an online course or training program, but are overwhelmed with the e-learning process and don't even know where to start? If so, you don't want to miss this free masterclass called Create and Launch a Successful E-Learning Program, Online Course, or Virtual Training, where you will learn the biggest mistake most people make with e-learning, the number one reason most e-learning programs fail, and the three pillars to create extraordinary value for your learners every time, and much more. Get instant access to the free masterclass right now by clicking on the link in the description. All you have to do is sign in and you will get instant access to this free masterclass right now. I recently asked Jake, who is a sophomore in high school, why he uses SpikeView to share his learning journey.
I think it's really cool that, you know, SpikeView is really putting that abstract into concrete data and knowledge and then displaying that to the outside world. And I think SpikeView is different than anything else out there. Like I said before, because it's really taking that, you know, those abstract skill sets and those abstract experiences and putting them into data that, you know, is actually mathematic and scientific and, you know, that matches you up with the best programs and, you know, best places for you. People, you know, who are really trying to make those changes in the world, and they're going to be using SpikeView because SpikeView is that app where you can, you know, take those experiences and take those passions and put them out there and share with other people. And that's, you know, that's really powerful. And to that, you know, that professional networking piece, you know, to be with other like-minded teenagers, that puts you ahead. That puts you ahead in a lot of ways. And so, you know, I think anyone who uses SpikeView right now has a leg up in the future, and excited to see, you know, where those SpikeView alumni head up.
Head to SpikeView.com. Start your portfolio now for free. The Disrupt Education vlog can be found on YouTube. To hear it in podcast form, search Disrupt Education on any of the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Spotify, or Stitcher. Welcome to this episode of Disrupt Education. I'm the host, Peter Hostrasser. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. I've got a great guest today, the founder of EquitySim.com. Just an amazing story, and he's going to share it with us today. His name's Justin Ling. Justin, thank you so much for hanging out with us today, man.
Yeah, glad to be here. Hey, everyone.
Awesome. Let's jump in. Let's tell everybody a little bit more deeper about who you are and what you're doing these days.
So I, as Peter mentioned, founded a company called Equity Sim. The genesis of the company started actually while I was still a university student. I was studying finance at Simon Fraser University, and I was very fortunate to be part of a program that allowed students to manage $5 million of the school's endowment. So, you know, it's real money, a lot of money, and hands-on learning. And it was such an impactful experience for me, not only from the standpoint of learning about financial markets, learning about how the stock markets work, how to choose investments, but also from opening up doors on a job opportunity side of things. So Equity Sim started with the simple idea of, you know, how could I turn this experience and share it with people who don't have access to a program like this? So we created a first version, a simulation of the experience where you basically have virtual millions of dollars to manage, but you actually get to invest in the real financial markets. So through our application, you can get your hands dirty, you can try different things, you can make a lot of mistakes, you can lose a ton of money, and it's all part of the learning process. The additional sort of bonus part of our business is that if you showcase great aptitude on our platform, you can actually be paired with job opportunities within the industry.
Yeah, I've played around with it, and I'm going to go into that just a little bit later because it is an amazing platform. I've actually had some of the high school students that I've been working with on it and playing around with it. Let's take a deeper dive into Justin's your education path. Like, so what was your own educational path like before you got this huge opportunity to manage some real money in college? Tell us a little bit about that.
So I was born and raised in Vancouver, Canada. I went to public school, and I would say that I was an average, slightly above average, maybe performer in school. I would get sort of A's and B's, but I really struggled because I'm actually a terrible reader. I just remember, you know, struggling through reading textbooks, struggling through reading books, forgetting what I just read when I got to the bottom of the page. And that just made it really challenging for me to perform well, because almost all of my assessments and examination were based on whether or not I could read something and memorize it. So I had always found that challenging through school. So I was always disengaged with the normal schooling process. Where I was able to apply myself was in sort of strategy games that I was really into. So I actually played a game called Magic the Gathering competitively when I was 13 years old. And I played it until maybe I was like 16, 17. So that was a real intellectual outlet for me. And, you know, it's a game, it's competitive, results are real. You know, there's no, doesn't really matter how much work you do, it's whether or not you win or lose. And so that was an amazing way for me to express myself intellectually. And so with that in mind, going into looking for options, after graduating from high school, the business world, finance industry is sort of what interested me. So that's kind of how I got from sort of being a student that, you know, really didn't excel in the traditional schooling process, but because I had some outside ways of being able to develop myself and express myself, I was able to find my way into a field that I was passionate about.
And you took that and actually added the experience that you had in college, and you created Equity Sim. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about this platform, and there is a vision behind it of how to really give people the opportunity to jump in and really actually answer the question, how and why did you make a move? I've seen it so much with some of my students are a little bit overwhelmed by it because they're like, wait, I just want to, you know, your typical, I think, trader, quote unquote, young kid who wants to make a million quick, they don't think about it. And this teaches them how to think and then actually showcase that. So, let's go a little bit deeper into like the vision for Equity Sim and what it is right now and where, you know, what it offers people to, and maybe some stories that you've heard about, some people using it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I think about my story that we just talked about, really Equity Sim is the embodiment of that. So, you know, hands-on was the way that I loved learning, being able to try things and see how it works out and change and iterate. And so that's a huge part of the platform. The fact that you have this fictitious money, but you can make decisions, and that there is a process in which you're sort of making decisions, writing in why you made those decisions, and then seeing the data of how that performed. And so we want to sort of instill the systematic process I think what we saw with some of the other products that were in the space, and what we're even seeing today within the financial industry and all these sort of young traders getting into the markets, is that it can be sometimes very much treated like gambling. Mm-hmm. And so the key learning that I got from the program that I did is we were treated like professional money managers. So we were held to the standards that someone who has been in the markets for 20 years managing a portfolio would be held at. And that means that you're analyzing things like your risk management. That's a huge part. You're analyzing your portfolio as a whole rather than sort of these individual one-off trades that you're making. And it's very much less about, can I make a lot of money? But am I making consistently good decisions? And so that's what we try to focus on the platform. So it's less about getting rich quick and much more about, can we teach someone the right foundation to systematically make decisions? And in the stock market, you have to make many of these. And there's a huge luck element to it. So you could make the right decision, but you could lose money. And so the idea is to teach people that it's not really about the result sometime. It's about the system that you create for yourself. And does that give you consistent results in the long run?
With this $5 million that you had in college, mm-hmm. If it was me, I'd just take it and run.
I tried.
But what was that the one of the main things? I mean, how many people were on that in that mm-hmm. Handling that? And then did you all have different styles, or did you kind of take mm-hmm. Of consistency that you're speaking of?
So there were I think there were 20 students that were selected, mm-hmm. And then we had a panel of sort of real professionals that were evaluating us. And so we had to, on a quarterly basis, present the investments that we were making and our rationales behind them. And we also had, which is what's quite common in the professional sense, is a mandate. So a set of rules that we have to follow. So for instance, we could only, this was in Canada, so we could only invest in the 50 largest Canadian companies. We couldn't put the money in some sort of shady operation, backdoor deal. It had to be, one of the 50 largest publicly traded companies. So there was obviously this safety net put around us. Mm-hmm. And then we could also only have, a maximum of 5% in one particular investment. Mm-hmm. So there was all these safeguards that were put into place, but that's how it's done in the real world. Mm-hmm. When you're a professional managing billions of dollars, there's a lot of rules and regulations that you have to abide by. And that is to manage the risk. It's to make sure you're not gambling with the money, mm-hmm. And that you're investing with the money. And it's those rules that were very valuable for me to understand. Because at the time, as a student, I was trading and I was gambling in my brokerage accounts. It was very different than how I was managing the money for the school. And so I could see how today students without any of this knowledge just jumping in and sort of putting all their eggs in one basket and seeing, if that company goes to the moon or not.
And especially this year, I think what we saw in the market, I think the last time we spoke, it was right around, the GameStop and Robinhood mm-hmm. and all that fun. And as a high school educator, one of the things that I did see is, the stars, right? The students see the stars and they're like, I'm going to be rich. Mm-hmm. All I need to do is put $1,000 in, blah, blah, blah. And everybody's jockeying for position. Mm-hmm. So how do you propose, what would be a method for students if they got onto Equity Sim, let's say high school students, walk us through what they would see and maybe how would they, and maybe even your own experience, how did you change your thought process because you're taking the college experience and you're actually putting it on a platform, sounds like. Mm-hmm. Walk us through what are they going to see, mm-hmm. in the platform to actually help them identify that. You had professors, you had professional panel, mm-hmm. but you kind of do that on the platform as well when you mm-hmm. pulled out.
So there's a few ways we do it. One is sort of by design of the platform. So we've sort of carefully designed the platform so that the flow of it guides the user, the learner, in a way for them to conduct the strategies that we think are most appropriate. So for instance, what we want most of our applicants to do is a portfolio management strategy. So similar to what we did in our fund, that is creating a well-diversified portfolio of many different investments that are that's allowing the student to sort of spread out their risk. And so when you start on the platform at Equity Sim, you join the platform. It says, congratulations, you know, here's $100,000 of virtual currency. You know, make your first trade. Then you can start by searching for a company that you know. Usually just if you don't know anything about the markets, it's just start with a company that you're aware of. And so you write that in, you make your first trade. And once you do that, we provide you with some data on how has that impacted your portfolio. We have something called a diversification score that helps students understand when they're adding more and more investments to their portfolio, how diversified are they going to become. So it's kind of an easier way to bring context into what is a very, very complicated world with hundreds of different strategies. But the idea is, you know, can you first build this diversified portfolio? So that's the first step. And it, I mean, in itself, it's challenging. So it's not something that is easy for everyone. But I think anyone is able to do it given enough time.
Yeah.
So that's one element. The second one is we have a lot of in-app resources, articles, videos that students can utilize to start to understand the different definitions and aspects of the platform. And the third one is we actually do some learning pairing system where if you've been engaged with the platform for quite a while, you can be paired with another person who's been engaged with the platform and you can sort of discuss their markets with each other. We found that be something that our users have loved.
You know what I really like about it is it does open up. Now, I'm not an investor. I hire people to do my investing. And I mean, I am an investor, but other people take care of it. But it does really separate the really curious students to the ones who are just kind of talking. And, you know, to that point, the interesting thing, even for me, you know, I don't really have the time to dig into this. But I did play it with a couple of students and we just kind of threw out a couple numbers and had some conversation about it. Like this morning, I think it was this morning or yesterday morning, the emails that come with it and kind of tells you, you know, what happened. And in this case, it was the Indian market and, you know, the ratings and all that. And it piques, it piques your interest and stuff. And I really like that. Is it possible? And I think it is. I think you've mentioned this in our previous discussions, but is it possible for somebody to show skills on a platform like this and then get hired into an industry and show their skills? And if so, what does that look like? Has that happened before?
So that is one of the underlying parts of our mission is connecting this back to the job world. You know, ultimately, we recognize that when your students are going to school, and especially when you're at the university and college level, ultimately what you care about is, are you going to get a job? And the way that the system currently works in the finance industry is that, especially for the highest, most prestigious jobs that you can get, there's a lot of bias on who's able to even qualify or vie for those jobs. You know, typically, you have to be going to the best schools to even have an opportunity or a shot to. So what we've tried to do at Equity Sim is make it much more about your performance and what you can do, how curious you are, how passionate you are, than about what, you know, how prestigious the school you went to was. So we've had, I think at this point, 35 students be hired through the simulation. Our main partner is Credit Suisse, and their Asia team. And so, you know, this is a job opportunity that will be considered sort of one of the most prestigious jobs you can get coming out of school. And like I mentioned, their traditional process was, you know, we're only going to look at Ivy League schools. But since partnering with us, we've had students from all types of backgrounds, you know, philosophy students studying in Australia, you know, physics students studying in Canada, people who they would have never looked at. But because these students are showing such an aptitude and interest in the markets on our platform, it was their way in. And that's something that we've been really proud of as a company.
It's almost so you're the money ball of investors. I mean, it's kind of the outliers that a philosophy major. That's incredible. That's really incredible. You know, working with students, how do students find you? Are you in programs across college? Obviously, you know, we're going to throw out, you know, equitysim.com. You can sign up. Are there programs that you're working with, and possibly what can some universities do with you?
We work with a handful. I think we've worked with over 75 colleges and universities where they actually implement EquitySim inside their finance classes. So that's one way we've been sort of trying to spread the word. We work with some employers, so Credit Suisse, as I mentioned, is one of them, and they sort of spread it on their social network, LinkedIn, Facebook, to let people know that they're working with us and that this is a way that you could qualify for a job. But to be honest, it's something that we sort of struggled getting the word out on. We've been quite product focused for most of the time, just trying to build the best product. And also sort of managing some of these relationships and partners. But from a marketing standpoint, you know, the goal is to make it accessible. You know, we have a free version of the platform, so anyone can sign up and start learning. And the idea is that you don't have to be a finance student to be great at this. You don't have to come from a family that knows finance. I was good at finance because I played this card game. And that's what taught me about being able to do some of this stuff. And so you can be a great investor from all backgrounds. And I think that's, you know, so the more people that know about it, the more people that can apply themselves on our platform, the better and stronger the talent is that comes out of our platform. So we're still looking at opportunities and ways to spread the word more.
With that being said, it's equitysim.com. Is that how people can connect with you? How is there other ways that people can connect and or how do you suggest people kind of get some more information around EquitySim?
Yeah, that'd probably be the best way is just going to our website and signing up for an account. As I mentioned, it's free and you can get an easy sense of what it is. We try to make it as easy as possible for people to jump in. We're still improving on that. Because I mentioned, we want to be as inclusive as possible and make it so that anyone can join. But I mean, I think right now the prerequisite is, you know, if you are a passionate, self-motivated, curious learner. So if it's it takes some work, it's not going to just be handed to you. But if you are self-motivated, and you come to our platform and sign up, you'll be able to figure it out. And once you do, I feel like it's very empowering, to be able to trade these companies and invest in these companies, even if without any money. So yeah, I definitely encourage anyone who's listening to this to just try it out.
Yeah. You know, and I will tell you, like I said, we've played around with it, with some of the students and it was very minimal, but it's very interesting to see their reactions and a lot of them are actually, they fight right away because they know they have to think about things rather than it's, you know, spinning the wheel and seeing what happens. It's very, very cool. I like the gamification of it, yet there is an accountability to it, to where if you really are going to play around and get into this, you do have to dig in there. It does take work, which I love the work and the play, and it's a pretty good balance of it. Last question. You kind of iterated, talked about this, but you have a young person, right? They've seen all this stuff going on, Robinhood, all this, you know, it's been let's just say it's been an interesting year across the board, especially financially. And they're interested in becoming somebody who wants to work in the financial industry. What kind of advice would you give a 16, 17-year-old who is thinking that route right now?
One, obviously sign up for EquitySim.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now there are a lot of good resources online, like YouTube channels that have started up. one person that I follow is Kathy Woods. She's a hedge fund manager and she sort of does podcasts. So just submerging yourself with the free resources that are available, I think helps. And then yeah, using a platform where you can actually get your hands dirty and doing the work is a start. I mean, I think that the reason why that's important is because there are many people who are drawn to the finance industry because of its image. Mm-hmm. And because it, you know, sort of easily correlates to, well, I can make a lot of money doing this, or it's quite prestigious. And I think what we're trying to promote is, you have to enjoy it. It's got to be something that, from the students that do well on our platform, this is not work to them. They are obsessed almost. They want to keep up with what's going on. They're really interested in sort of global affairs, news, what's happening. It's like a game to them, a fun game that they love playing. And I think once you get into it and you start using a platform like ours, it becomes very quickly apparent to you whether or not that describes you or not. If you're like, we've had tons of students say, yeah, like, me and my friends talk about it every single day. We have students in Asia who are trying to trade in the US and they stay up till midnight because that's when the US market's open for them. And they just need to see what's going to happen. They're excited. They're intrigued. And so I feel like that's what we're looking for. And we're doing this for finance, but this can be done for so many different areas. Physics, math, anything. And I think that's the thing that you're looking for when you're a student. What's the thing that I can do for a career that's not really work to me? I'm passionate myself. And I think this idea of simulations, where you get a real feel of what something is one of the best solutions to provide to a student when you're that age. Because I remember when I was that age, I had no idea. No idea what any of these jobs were, what they were like. I mean, from movies, I thought, certain being a lawyer was really cool. I thought because of just how it was portrayed in movies, but none of that's real. And so I think if more people can follow the lead of building simulations that simulate what careers are like, that'll help this new generation of learners coming into the industry.
100%. It's equitysim.com. I want to thank you so much. I really believe as well, like you're saying, the experiential learning, your hands dirty, seeing what it's really like, that's all just excellent advice for anybody. I feel like the market's going that way in ed tech and everything as well. Like I said, equitysim.com. Justin, I just want to thank you so much for hanging out with us on Disrupt Education and appreciate your time.
Great being here, Peter. Thank you.
And to everybody else listening, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you next time.